Well, zip, zop, zippity, zam. Welcome back to the Fever Dream Podcast, everybody. I'm Mr. FS, and of course, joining me is my boy...
T-Rex, baby. Zip, zack, zippity, zam.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness gracious. It's the Bill Cosby... All right. Not gonna say that. Okay. Yeah, welcome back. The only... podcast on iTunes named Fever Dream Podcast.
The only one.
That matters,
yeah,
at least.
Yeah, the only one.
The only one. Troy, what kind of dreams are we going to analyze this week?
Dude, I keep a dream journal because someday I want to make really cool animations of them. I don't keep like a detailed dream journal. Okay. I keep like three bullet points.
Okay, so it's like... So yeah, you wake up in the morning and you're like, oh, that was a really weird dream. And you write down the stuff that was in it, like, you know, cat... banana, yeah. and like dad or something.
Yeah, exactly. I just keep notes in my phone. Let me read you a couple here.
Okay.
I have two.
I can't wait.
Okay. Two-headed orca.
What?
I had a dream about a two-headed killer whale.
Okay. Interesting.
And then the next one, which I totally forgot about until right this second, says snake in the aquarium.
Okay.
I had a dream. I remember being in an aquarium and seeing like a snake in the water and be like, why the fuck is there a snake in the water?
Huh. Can snakes swim?
Some snakes can, I believe. Water snakes. There are some snakes that can like skip on water, like a skipping rock.
Well, I know that, but like, can they like swim underwater?
I'm pretty sure some of them can, for sure.
That's fucking terrifying.
Isn't that pretty awful?
I hate snakes,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, snakes are fucked up, dude. They, like, don't have limbs. They're just, like, a wiggly boy.
Yeah, and they're just, like, little noodles?
Yeah.
Like, little spaghetti noodles that, like, flop all over the place. They're, like... dude, I had a kind of a weird dream the other night. I can tell you... I can't tell you much about it, but I can tell you that my dad was in it, and that's all I remember.
Oh.
Because all that happened was I had this weird dream and I woke up and I was just like, that was a fucking weird dream.
That was weird. This is why you keep a journal.
And I don't know what it was about.
This is why you keep like a notes on your phone. And you're just like a snake in the aquarium.
Well, the thing, I don't even know, like, when I woke up, I didn't even know what the fucking dream was about. So like,
it was gone right.
You ever have that
up?
Where you just like wake up from a dream and you're like, that was weird, and you don't know why?
Yeah, I get that a lot.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird how your brain just works like that.
Yeah, dreams are weird. It's a weird thing. But more importantly, it's the 10th episode, dude. It's we're in double.
Oh my god!
We're in heckin' double digits.
Double freaking
double
digits,
heckin'
brother.
Digits.
Dude, that's crazy.
We've been through a lot on this podcast.
By the end of this year. Yeah, we had. I think by the end of this year, we'll be almost to 60.
Oh,
or we should be, at least.
Yeah, we should be. We had the nacho cheese bit. We had...
Oh, a classic, really.
We had Jacob sitting next to people on an airplane and having them close his window.
Yep.
That's a classic.
Jacob, I remember that vividly.
What kind of cheese isn't yours?
Shut the fuck
up.
All right. We're not doing this again. Yeah. Dude, I've been forgetting to plug the podcast on Twitter. I've been forgetting to make those tweets because I'm a lazy piece of garbage.
I know.
Oh, you know? Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I should really give you the fucking login so that you can also do it, but yeah.
Yeah, wow.
I'm stupid. So
I'll never forget.
Anyway,
it's fine. Twitter's. I don't understand how Twitter works anyway, dude. I'm so bad at Twitter.
Yeah, Twitter's hard. I tell you that much.
I feel like the worst thing for Twitter is to just like have a nonstop thread of going live tweets. But like, I don't have anything else to tweet about.
Yeah. Well, I try to break it up. I try to like just make whatever comes into my brain. I'll just tweet. So like last night. I tweeted, I put an I emoji and then the W and then the I emoji again.
I fucking saw it.
It made like a little creepy face.
It made me giggle a little bit.
Also, yeah, it was at like 4 in the morning, so it was pretty good. But yeah, and then I just retweet stuff that I find funny sometimes.
Yeah.
But I try not to spam people because, like, I don't know why, but I feel like when I'm on Twitter, I feel like I'm annoying people when I tweet. So that's weird, but
I don't know. They follow you.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
Like, it's an option.
So, yeah. Oh, well.
I don't know. Twitter's fucking weird. That's where, like...
Yeah, I get Instagram, though. Instagram's pretty easy.
Instagram's pretty easy. Yeah. That one I understand.
You just throw those hashtags on, get likes.
Yeah, baby. pictures, yeah. Send nudes.
Yeah, of course.
It's nudes.
Here's the one thing. What?
Nudes?
Nudes.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Of course.
Don't you mean, nudes? Wait, does that come through? Was that coming through on Discord? Because yeah. I don't know if I have it enabled on here.
Yes, I can hear it.
Okay, it was.
But could you please send nudes?
I am definitely human. Send nudes. Oh God. All right, let's stop talking about nudes while my mother's listening. Okay. What was I gonna?
I don't know. Yeah. Something about Twitter.
You know what? Social media. Platform that I really fucking hate though is Snapchat.
Yeah,
you understand that?
No, I don't.
Snapchat
is it considered
garbage.
Social media? Isn't it more of like a communication thing? Because I guess like stories and stuff.
Media.
Yeah, you're probably right. But yeah. Like, I don't use it to like
I just
talk to the masses.
No, well, I kind of do. I kind of plug it on stream sometimes, and there's a few people that follow it. But like, I feel like, because here's the thing: like, the app is so shitty. Like, especially on Android, like, it just doesn't work at all. It's annoying.
Oh, really?
And it's just laid out like garbage, and it's horrible. So, yeah.
Wow. Speaking of apps
that
don't work.
That's all I have to say about
it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna make fun of Spotify here for a second.
Uh-oh.
I know it's our platform, but, like, they just had an update. They just updated their thing,
yeah.
And it's buggy as fuck. It doesn't work.
Oh, really? Damn.
It just like,
okay.
Every time I open, like, okay, so I Bluetooth to my car, right?
Uh-huh.
But usually when I get out of my car or like stop the car to get gas and then turn it back on, the Bluetooth automatically reconnects. It doesn't. I have to close the fucking app now and reopen it.
Wait, is that because of Spotify or because of your
phone? It's Spotify. It's not my phone.
Really?
Yeah, Spotify like freaks out and won't play anymore. And I can't even like go into Spotify and unpause and press play. Like, I have to quit the app. Fuck you, Spotify.
Yeah, I've had this before. I think this has been an ongoing issue for the Android app, because you use iPhone, right?
Correct.
Yeah, so I've had this all the time, every fucking time with Spotify.
Well,
Spotify.
That's because you don't have an Apple phone, it sucks. But whatever.
Shut the fuck up. I'm not going to buy an iPhone, God. Dude, have you seen those new phones that, like, they're, like, pretty much all screen? And then the camera, like, it's a slider phone, so, like, it has two, it's like a sandwich, and you slide it up, and the camera comes out.
No,
it's so cool.
No, I can't picture a sandwich?
Dude. No, like, okay, so, not like a sandwich, but, like, I can't really explain it, but it's really cool. So, like, there's, basically, when you're looking at the phone, it doesn't look like it has a front-facing camera, but then, like, a little section of it slides up. Like, the whole back of the phone slides up just a little bit, and then it reveals the front-facing camera, and that's sick, dude.
Why epic. Not just have the camera there all the time?
Because you want more screen, dude, and because, you know, front-facing cameras are kind of creepy, and, like,
honestly, if I
had the option, I would not have a front-facing camera.
I agree.
Annoying,
I don't take, you know? I don't take a fucking selfie. I don't selfie.
Yeah, exactly.
You do you selfie?
Yeah, me neither.
I don't selfie.
I don't use selfie, no.
Don't use selfie?
No, fucking disgusting, honestly. I'm not a degenerate.
You're
all
not
right.
A selfie?
Please, I have better things to do with my time.
You're not a Gen Zer, dude.
I guess not, dude. I belong to the millennials now.
You don't take a selfie and show that cleavage?
Oh, only on stream.
Purse those lips,
you know?
Send it to all the cute boys.
Just for those subs, dude. I need those subscribers. Man. Okay. But yeah, speaking of Spotify, dude, I have a are not I don't, I guess not really speaking of Spotify, but like I refuse to pay for Spotify. I'm sorry.
I disagree.
I just don't think it's a good deal.
I think fuck you.
Yeah, I can see that. But here's the thing, because like you pay like what, $10 a month for one person to use it, and yeah, it's like unlimited and you get no ads and stuff, but like you don't own that music. See that, and that's the problem, right? Because if you like download music to your phone from Spotify, then if you like don't pay for it for a month, and then you can't use that music, so you don't like own the music.
Okay, yeah, but like when you pay for Netflix, you don't own the movies.
Yeah, but I feel like
it's streaming.
Netflix is, yeah, I guess. I don't
and
know
who
why,
cares
but I feel
if
like
you
Netflix
can
is different.
If you continue to pay for Spotify like a regular who man, you can always listen to infinite music. Would you rather go out and buy records every month? Like if I had to buy a $10 CD every month, I could listen to one band a month and that's it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I don't know. But anyway, where I'm going with this story is that I was thinking about like my childhood recently, and I was like, dude, I used to have an iPod.
Oh,
like, that's crazy.
Oh yeah,
right?
Dude, I had an iPod. I had a heck
like,
an iPod.
iPods were a thing.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. What kind of iPod did you have?
I had one of those. Well, I mean, originally I had one of those like iPod Nano Boys, or what were they called? iPod Shuffles. Mm-hmm.
Shuffle. Yeah.
And then I think I had one of the like
nice.
Like a hand-me-down from like my mother or someone. One of the big brick ones that only had music and like two games. Like it was like Tetris or something. And then when I got to like middle school, I think I had like an iPod Touch.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, so the first iPod that I had was a Nano that I got for my birthday. It was a fourth gen. It was one of those ones that was like really tall.
Oh, and, I remember those, yeah.
And, you know, one of those skinny boys, you know?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, my mother got that for me for my birthday. Dude, and I'm going to say it. You ready? The iPod Nano was a good design. It looked fucking, it looked sexy, you know? am I wrong?
It was pretty slick.
Did it? Yeah, it was pretty slick.
It was pretty slick.
And then eventually I went on to use, you know, an iPod Touch and an iPhone, and then now I just have a smartphone. So, but yeah, I was thinking about that iPod the other day. I was like, man, that thing was cool.
Yeah, I haven't thought about iPods in a long time. What do you think the next thing is? Because in 20 years we're kind of we're gonna look back and be like, remember iPhones, dude?
Yeah, right.
Remember heckin' iPhones?
I don't know. I feel like the next thing, the next evolution of like, you know, portable media, like with music or phones or anything like that, is like, I don't know, like implants maybe.
Yeah. That's kind of scary. Or like glasses, but, or like a watch, like
those Google Glass. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Or like, the AR
stuff. Or like
stuff,
contacts like, that are like HoloLens. Like a HUD.
Oh, dude, I would so do that.
I would totally do that, dude. That'd be fucking sweet.
That would be fucking
sick.
That'd
be cool as fuck, yeah. iPod.
Technology's not there yet, unfortunately.
Someday.
But yeah, I was thinking about that iPod, and I was like, dude, that thing was sick, because I used to watch like movies on it and stuff, and it had like 8 gigabytes, so I could only fit like one.
Yeah, like one.
And so I didn't remember where it was. So I called my mom and I was like, hey, do you know where my iPod is? She's like, oh yeah, it's here at the house. And I was like, could you send that to me?
Why? So, oh, cause you don't pay for Spotify.
Cause I want my fucking iPod, golly. Dude. Cause I don't know. I just feel like having it. You know what I mean?
Whatever, man.
And plus, oh my God, the best thing about the iPod was that fucking, that radial dial that you like use to adjust the volume,
that click.
You know? And you didn't even have to touch it down. You just tap it. And oh, dude, it was so sick.
And when you rotate it, it like clicks like a clock. Or like perfect. I still have my brick one, and I still have music on it. And when I go on road trips, I play it sometimes.
Oh, dude, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty dope.
But the thing is, like, I asked her to send it to me, and then I was like, I could actually just use this. So I plan on actually like putting music on it and using it a little bit.
Yeah, you might have to like reboot it or whatever. Because iTunes is a, let me tell you, dude. iTunes is a shitty fucking program.
Yeah. Oh, it is. I don't disagree.
Garbage program that doesn't.
Dude, we're trashing
works.
On all of our services yeah. today.
I think iTunes is a good service. Spotify. Like, I think.
Yes.
But the client, like the software mm-hmm. that you install
Preach.
On your computer, never fucking mm-hmm. works.
No, it's absolute
terrible.
Garbage. It really is. Yeah.
Whatever.
But
you'll not be able to find our podcast anywhere. We're gonna only have to upload it into like a torrent or something.
Yeah, we're gonna start uploading to YouTube next. Jesus Christ. Yeah.
But guess what? YouTube's a All shitty right. platform too.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been. I have this new video that I made. That's. I still have to put like 1% of the work into, and then mm-hmm. it's done. But I've been procrastinating. But like, I did a poll on Twitter, and I was like, "Where should I release this?
Yeah,
YouTube or Twitter or both?"
I voted.
And,
I voted in that.
Yeah. Well, thank you. But most people voted for both, and then a couple people voted for only Twitch. So I don't know if YouTube is even like YouTube got zero votes.
Zero votes.
So
that's true. I don't know. Does it hurt to upload to both? I mean, it's not hard to upload a video to YouTube.
No, it's not. It's just like
you might as well.
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I've been.
That's my dilemma.
I've been in a weird mood this week. I haven't done much work.
Oh, really?
Had a lot of school stuff and work stuff, sucks. But I was just like, you know.
Yeah.
I was pretty grumpy. I was a pretty salty boy about the internet there for a while. I think I'm back. Think I'm better.
Uh huh.
It's a hard thing. You know, it's a streaming is weird and like. Putting so yep. much work into internet content is weird. It feels very lonely.
Yeah.
Like, it feels like you're competing with a bunch of other people of the same group, but that group itself is like an outcast group. Not like a, you know, like, okay. like kids in high school who like play Pokemon.
Yeah. So yeah, I think I see what you're saying.
It feels like you're being subjugated by the subjugates, you know, like you're the victim
yeah,
of the
okay.
victim.
Okay. No, I get that.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. It's hard, sometimes, especially like when you see like all like other big streamers, you know,
yeah.
and they're like, they're doing really well
or like,
you know, they can just do whatever they want and their chat like fucking loves
yeah.
it and you know
or like I see yeah. streamers like not even streamers that are huge just like moderate even small streamers
yeah.
like streamers that are bigger than me but like whose streams
yeah.
look like shit and like they sit there in silence for like 10 minutes and I'm like what the fuck
yeah.
like what
yeah I know
I don't know
I know it's yeah and it's just like yeah it makes you wonder like, oh, what am I doing wrong? When in reality, it's like, you're not doing anything wrong. It's just like, Twitch is a hard platform
yeah.
to be on.
Yeah.
It's competitive. So like the more viewers you have, the more viewers you will get.
Yeah. The bit,
you know?
It's
so
a
if
snowball.
You have less viewers.
The big get bigger.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But the good thing about Twitch is they just had an update for the website
yeah.
Where it actually will show you recommended, live channels. So that's
small
nice.
Communities.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's a step in the right direction. Don't think it's quite where it needs to be,
yeah.
but you know,
yeah.
but I mean, I get it from Twitch's perspective too, because like, I mean, the streamers that they're making money on are the big ones. So they might as well promote
yeah.
the big ones, like to make the platform
it's
more
true.
Money, you know, that like,
yeah,
that's why
that's,
Ninja
yeah, that's why
is
they promote
on the homepage every
yeah.
week.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. So, yeah, I get where you're coming
yeah.
from.
Yeah, and I also think that, like, not even just Twitch, but, like, making content on any internet platform is a lot of work.
Oh, for
like,
sure.
Like, a lot of work. And it,
absolutely.
It feels, like, unrewarding sometimes, and it also feels like no one... Mm-hmm. If like people in real life don't really get it. They're like, you're putting so much work into what now? Like,
yeah,
I don't know.
It's true. Yeah, I get that.
It's just a weird thing.
Hey, Troy, guess what?
What?
Guess what?
What?
I forgot what I was going to say again.
Oh my God. I have some questions for you. They're not intense okay, questions. They're just like off the cuff.
Okay.
Simple questions. Are you ready?
All right. Hit me. Yeah.
What is your preferred style of underwear?
I think they're boxer briefs.
Okay. That's a solid answer. Maybe? I would
or just boxers. Definitely not briefs.
Yeah.
Though.
That's what I would say. I can wear boxers or boxer briefs, okay. But anybody who fucking wears briefs, like stand 10 yep. feet away from me. What kind of human is that?
Don't touch me with a 15-foot pole, please.
Don't come near me.
Yeah, I agree
my
with that.
God, okay.
I don't think I know anyone that actually wears briefs,
I feel
so
like,
that's good.
I feel like anyone that does wear briefs would fucking lie about it because they know that they're the weird one.
Yeah, that's true.
It's
like what's the benefit of wearing briefs?
I have no idea. Like, it's like a yeah. man thong.
I know.
It's fucked up, dude. Whatever. It's like a fucking what are the bikinis called? That like a banana hammock. It's like a permanent banana hammock.
Oh God. Stop. Oh no.
Next question.
Okay.
If you could visit one place on this earth, where would you go?
Ooh. One place.
Or like
dude.
Not even just one place, but like your favorite, the places you want to visit. What's on the top of your list, you know?
Oh, dude, I'd probably go to Australia. Australia seems nice, honestly.
It's hot there.
Yeah, but, you know, I'd go during, like, the fall season, probably.
Yeah.
You know? That sounds real
that
nice.
That sounds like
Australia
a
looks,
cool
looks
place.
Beautiful.
With yeah, big old spiders.
New, Zealand.
New Zealand's
either.
Cool. Yeah. I'd go to New Zealand.
Kangaroos, yeah.
See some Lord of the Rings stuff. Kangaroos, wallabies. Yeah.
What about you? Where would you go?
I don't know. I
want
to go
man?
To Japan. I want to go okay. to like Iran.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
There's some pretty places in the Middle East, and like I don't know. I think the Middle East the Middle East gets a bad rap of people thinking that everyone is at war all the time, and that's not true at all.
Yeah,
it's like
okay.
it's only like
I guess,
four
yeah.
countries.
I don't know. I'm too scared. I'm too scared to go to the Middle East, man.
I don't know. Like Iran is one yeah. of like the safest place. Like, I don't know. It gets a bad
is
rap.
It
has had like okay. 10 times less terrorist attacks in the last 10 years than America. So.
Huh. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay. Oh, dude. Speaking of Middle East countries, did you know that Adele was going to do like a concert in Saudi Arabia?
What?
Or I think she still is planning on doing yeah. it, but like there's people are like calling for her not to do it because of like the, you know, the women's rights issues and stuff like that. So, I don't know. I feel like that's kind of weird for a woman to go to Saudi Arabia and do a concert, you know,
yeah.
for a demographic that's mostly women.
I don't know. That's a hard question. But, like, what do you do?
Yeah, that's just my opinion.
I mean, I bet it's hard to like see your fans and be like, sorry, I'm not gonna visit you because your government's
yeah.
fucked. Like it's not their fault. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
And I mean if you're not trying new things, then you're not
fact.
Pushing any boundaries, you know?
Yeah.
Nothing's
I guess
ever gonna
so.
Change.
But listen, they can drive now, the women in Saudi Arabia, so
you know
what more do they freaking want? To be able to vote? Yeah, right, idiot.
You know what's super crazy about that? Like,
what?
The actual, once that law was enacted, like, that women could drive, the actual number of women yeah. who went and got their licenses was, like, incredibly low.
Really?
Yeah, like, no one, huh. like, it's just their culture.
Okay. I didn't know.
I mean, it's fucked okay. up, but like
yeah.
I don't know. But it's like I don't know the exact statistic, but it was like really low.
Yeah. Okay.
Next question.
Wait, I have a question for you.
Okay. Still next question.
So, yeah, still next question. If you had to go back to any time in your life, but you could not come back to the future or like to
oh,
now
shit.
To the present for like a month.
Oh.
What time in your life would you go back to?
Okay, so if I go back, I can only stay there for a month?
Yes.
Okay. I get to visit one part of my life for a month. Holy fuck. Yes. Am I like conscious as an old like the age I am now, or am I like conscious as the child?
Let's say that you know that you're like, back in time.
I feel like I would go back to like when I was really young. Like I'm talking like because I don't have any memories of like before I was 5.
Yeah.
Like if I could be conscious, I would go back to the post breastfeeding. I don't want to be consciously sucking on my mommy's titties.
Okay.
I want to consciously be eating regular food, but be small, you know? I don't know.
Yeah.
Not high school.
I got it. No, definitely not high school.
I think like really young, if I was conscious. If I wasn't, if I was going back to just like the best time, I guess, would be maybe like middle school or like even like late grade school.
Yeah, okay.
What about you?
Yeah, that sounds good. For me, dude, I have two options that I would do because I can't pick because I'm stupid. But I would probably pick, sometime in middle school, like before, like Brady left.
Oh yeah.
And just kind of like take it all in, you know, like the last time my friends were all in the same place.
Yeah.
You know, at once. Or I would go back to like, probably like the summer of 2017, I want to say, and just kind of relive that whole experience, like kind of, you know, getting a following and stuff like that on YouTube and stuff like that. Cause, I feel like it happened really fast and I didn't get to, you know, enjoy it that much.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's kind of selfish, I guess, but I feel like
that's a selfish like question. Pretty, I'm not going to be cool. Like, I'm going to go back and hang out at the times when my friends were having the best time. Nah, yeah. Fuck that.
Okay.
I guess it's not so, their dude. Choice, is it?
So. Yeah.
Next question.
And we yeah.
What's your favorite soda?
Oh, dude. Cream soda.
Ooh, that's a good pick.
Or Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper's good too. We see eye to eye on sodas. There's only one soda in this world I think I don't like.
What?
Grape soda.
Oh, dude, grape anything is fucking disgusting.
Ah, yes. Right? Thank you, sir.
I fucking hate
it. It's disgusting.
I can't eat raisins. I can't eat regular grapes like by raisins. Themselves. Like,
I like raisins.
You like raisins? Like raisins. Okay.
Molly hates raisins.
That shit. Oh, good. Okay. I can't do with raisins. Like raisin cookies, get that shit out of my face.
Oatmeal raisin. Talk to me in 10 years. Talk to me in 10 years and tell me that you don't fucking think oatmeal raisin cookies delicious.
No, you're fucking wrong. Because like the taste contrast each other so shittily. They're good. You know what I mean? Like,
they're good.
No, because grapes are like bitter, and like oatmeal is kind of like you know, a little bit sweet.
You want,
but like, it just doesn't work.
You want contrasting flavors.
No, you don't, dude. What the fuck?
Yeah, you do.
You want like flavors that complement each other.
Sometimes that's a contrast. Salted caramel.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll give you that.
Case
one,
in point.
caramel by itself is fucking is already kind of salty.
Candied bacon.
So it works. Wait, what'd you
candied
say?
Candied bacon.
I have never heard
like
of this.
Like bacon with brown sugar on it?
I've never
it's
had
good.
It. I cannot speak. Okay.
It's good.
I believe you, I guess. Even though most of your opinions are fucking wrong.
Okay.
Say that again, motherfucker.
I'm sorry, Satan. Jesus.
It's okay.
Oh, wait, what is, hold on, what does this effect do? I haven't done this yet. Hold on.
Hello? Oh, no.
Have you ever seen those, it's like those videos where they put, the content aware scale on it from like After Effects or whatever on the video. And then they also like fuck up the audio. So it's all wavy like that. And it's like,
I don't think I've ever
it's
seen
so funny.
Oh yeah. Where they like, where they fucking like, just like make everything wavy on screen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dude, that shit's that always gets me. Every time it's I see one of funny, those, it just fucks me up. Dude.
Or the like you know, the like carnival mirrors where you like go to the Hall of Mirrors and they have like the bent mirrors and it makes your body all fucking weird, warbly and shit. That's funny, dude.
Holy shit.
Next question.
I love that. Okay.
This is my last one. This is the last one I got.
All right. So, I have another one after this, so you're good.
What's your favorite candy?
That's hard.
Yeah, I don't know if I have an answer either.
Oh, man. There's so many good ones. You know what? I'll be basic because I think this goes with anything, honestly. But I'll say peanut M&Ms.
Fuck you, dude. That's the most basic.
What do you mean fuck me?
At least you could
Come on.
What do you mean fuck me? At least you didn't say regular M&Ms. I mean, like, peanut M&M's
regular
good.
M&M's are nasty.
I'm never gonna not eat a peanut M&M, but, like, fucking the favorite candy is boring as shit, dude.
Yeah. But, you know, you take it to the movie theaters, it's a good snack.
Yeah, you're not gonna disagree with
keeps
you there.
Keeps you going.
It's a good movie theater snack. Yeah. Reaching the bottom of that bucket, there's a hole in the bottom, guess what it's leading to? A bag of peanut M&M's.
Don't do this. A
bag of peanut M&M's. Okay.
All right. That's fine. That's fine. What is your favorite candy,
Hold on. Hold on. We got to talk about this for a second. Who in their fucking right mind was like, I'm going to cut a hole in the bottom of this popcorn bucket, stick my penis through it, and wait for my sweet pea to get to the bottom of the bucket and grab my penis?
Okay.
Who?
Okay. All right. Here's the thing. I don't think this has actually ever happened. I think this was just some person's like weird like joke, and eventually, you know, it got turned into like a story.
Somebody
you know,
had to do it.
I don't
it.
Think anyone's ever
Somebody
done this.
Had to do it.
No, I refuse to believe that anyone has ever done this in their life.
If you fucking okay? if anyone has, there's no way. But if you have, tweet us. fucking tweet us.
At Fever Dream Team.
At Fever Dream Team. There's no way.
Oh.
No. I don't know. There's probably some Reddit story.
I cannot imagine anyone being like, yeah, this is a good idea. Like, I could see someone doing it if, like, you know, they're on a Tinder date. And, you know, the person looks nothing like their fucking pictures.
Oh,
you know
fuck
what I mean?
Them. Yeah, dude,
like,
fuck
they got
them.
Catfished super hard.
Fuck them.
Easy way to drive them off. But also that's also sexual assault. Okay. So.
Also, why who wants buttery popcorn all over their dick?
Yeah, it's good for lube, dude. Right? Am I wrong?
Imagine just like instead of like a bottle of lotion next to your bed, you have like a bottle of melted butter.
Yes, you get one of the fucking the popcorn machines from the movie theater, put it in your bedroom,
babe.
And, but you know, don't use
butter.
The popcorn.
Get the butter.
Oh god.
Ew,
okay.
Dude.
That is pretty ew.
Ew,
I'll be honest.
That's disgusting. Yikes. Okay.
All right. Dude, what is this? What is this podcast right now?
I don't
Holy
know.
Shit. Okay. My question is, you know, last week we talked about, you know, if we had three wishes from a genie, right?
Oh, shit, you thought about it.
Well, I've thought about this, okay? I've been thinking, okay? Oh, also, you also talked about what band I would want to disappear from Earth. Imagine Dragons.
Oh, that's a good pick. That's a good pick.
Yes.
That's a I do not like that, man. I saw a meme the other day that was...
Nope.
That was, Nickelback passing the torch to Imagine Dragons.
Oh, hell yeah. Here's the thing. I enjoy some of Nickelback's stuff.
No,
all
fuck
right?
you.
I'm not going to lie.
Fuck you.
It's not, it, not all of it's bad, okay? Most of it is, but not all
of it.
Some
deep cuts.
Anyway.
Some good deep cuts. Nickelback deep cuts.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, anyway, so yeah, we were talking about, you know, genies and wishes and stuff like that. Well, I realized I wished for the wrong things, brother.
Hagrid,
I really
did. Your wishes?
I turned that off. I don't like that.
Hagrid, your wishes?
Stop. Stop. Oh, my God. But, okay, so I would still wish for a third arm. Yes, a third, not a fourth. Okay,
yeah.
Just a third.
Okay.
Okay.
But where's it gonna
come from?
Why not fourth?
I like my torso, all right? Like the side of my torso. So I'd have like two arms on one side. Okay?
Symmetry is beautiful.
Is that so bad? I don't care. Okay. Look, okay. Anyway. So yes, I'd still vote. I'd still go for the third arm.
I can't believe you're wasting.
The second thing I'd want is what was I? Oh yeah, to never have to shower.
Ooh,
ever.
That's
I just always
good,
be clean.
Okay,
perpetually.
Hold on, before you tell me your next wish, I have a story about today. Okay, involving not showering.
Okay.
So what? Like when I don't shower, I'm not that gross. I just like put on a beanie, so people don't have to look at my hair. But I still like I put deodorant on and stuff, so I don't fucking stink. I'm like a regular
yeah,
human
good,
with
good
a beanie
tactic.
On, but. I get to my fucking, I had like a test today and it was a communal hour test. I don't remember what the fuck they called them. They're called like a something like that, you know, like a common hour exam. That's what they're called. So everyone who's in the same class I am in different sections goes to one big room and takes a test at the same time. I get in and I've been to these before, like finals and stuff. That's how finals are, whatever. I get in and on the front of the fucking board, it says no hats. And I've been like, oh, that just means baseball caps, you know? Because I've been to these tests before and I've not showered on test days in the past. And I've been able to wear a beanie.
Yeah.
And they were, and right when the test started, they were like, you guys have to take your beanies off and put them in your bag. And I was like, joke's on you, motherfucker.
Why?
I don't
why,
know,
though? Like,
dude.
What's the point? Okay. Anyway.
Joke's on you, motherfucker. You gotta look at my greasy ass hair.
So you actually did it? Okay.
Oh, yeah, I had to.
Yeah. Damn. That shit pisses me
off. I was like, fuck you guys.
It's like, what's the point, you know?
Make me take my beanie off, bitch.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Fucking college and professors who think they're just like, you know. So good.
Yeah, I don't know. They're not so
bad. You have
bad.
Those professors that are just like, think they're larger than life.
I'm not going to agree with you on that one, but that's okay.
You don't agree?
Okay. Some professors are definitely dicks, but I'd say it's a minority.
Yeah.
I like college professors a lot more than high school teachers.
Yeah, you got that right. Anyway. So yeah, that would be one of my wishes, is never to have to shower.
That's a good
wish.
And then,
never get fat. So all of my wishes are
you are a selfish son of a bitch.
But fuck it, dude. I
will not grant your
wishes. You want to change? Too bad. You have to, genie bitch.
Nah, I don't remember exactly what I said, but I trust my past self and that they were good.
Yeah, okay. Okay. I suppose.
Oh my god.
Wouldn't go back in time and kill Hitler then?
No, because like that gets into some weird time travel shit, you know? And
yeah,
I think
that's true. You shouldn't go back in time and kill Hitler, even though he did the horrible thing, right?
Someone like, else will rise up and take his place. Or like Germany will forever be in a piece of like a shithole. Like it was after World War One, you know?
Like Africa.
No, not like come on, man.
Come on, it's true. You know,
only certain parts of Africa. You overgeneralize the Middle East. Overgeneralize Africa.
I didn't overgeneralize. Okay, I can't.
Mm-hmm, yep, that's what I thought. Bitch.
Listen, it's Friday.
It's Thursday.
I just got done streaming. Oh well, it's my Friday. It's my Friday morning.
Whatever, dude.
How fucked up is that? Like I work from 12 a.m. to 8 a.m. So nights are actually my mornings.
That's crazy.
It's fucked
That's
up.
That's fucking crazy.
Anyway. But Have you streamed this week?
I tried to stream on, okay. This is a story. And I'm going to get a lot of shit for this. Okay. I stream in a small room.
I'm ready.
There aren't enough power outlets.
Mm-hmm. Oh no.
So I was just playing around. Just seeing what would happen. I plugged a power strip into a power strip.
Oh no, dude.
I needed one more plug and I couldn't.
Right.
And it would have been a real pain in my ass to get it any other way. So I was like, fuck it, I'll try it. And it, for a while it worked. I haven't burned anything down or anything, but during the stream, the power would just like flicker really fast and it would stop the stream.
Jesus.
And it happened twice and I was like, oh shit. I know what I've done.
That's
my own fault.
You don't do that.
Yeah. Nope. So I'm gonna find a sustainable solution to the problem.
Yeah. Well, you can get surge protectors that have like fucking 12 outlets on them.
That's pretty cool.
They're kind of expensive.
Yeah. But I don't want to wait for one from Amazon. I'm gonna run like an extension cord from a million miles away, or something.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I have three regular like six like plug-in surge protectors, and then I have the one that has 12 on.
Holy
shit!
There's
a lot of shit in here,
dude. That's a lot.
I don't think the one that has 12 is filled up, but I know the other three
are. That's crazy.
So
I only have one like regular six boy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Do you have any like lights for your stream?
Yeah, I
do. Do you light yourself at all?
I do. Okay, I do. That's good. Actually, I do have two.
Nice.
I have one on my shelf that I forgot about. That's where my lights are plugged in.
Oh yeah.
Lights are a pretty new upgrade. Have, like, that's a pretty nice.
Yeah, sort of, because I got the green screen and you know you have to light it properly for it to work. So I have three. I have three
have
lights
three.
Now.
I have two of those boys.
They're like, yeah. But they're like photography, like, you know, LED white bulbs and stuff like that. And I have one ring light. And it's a real professional setup, I tell you what.
I don't have a ring light. Ring lights are for nerds.
No, ring lights are pretty great. The only thing is, once it burns out, the bulbs are pretty fucking expensive for them. So I try to not use it as much as possible.
Yeah.
So like immediately after I'm done streaming, I turn it off. But yeah.
That's too much lighting.
That's
too much.
The thing about this ring light is like it was cheap. It was like $40, right, on Amazon.
Yeah,
and that's like the cheapest one I could find. It's really big and it makes a really nice effect. But it has like a dimmer knob.
Oh,
So you can like turn up and down the the brightness.
Mm-hmm.
However, the bulb that they fucking ship it with does not support dimming. So, like, you turn it on, it's just one brightness. So I had to like it's also very bright. The bulb is very bright that it comes with. So I had to put like a piece of wax paper over it to dim it a little bit. So that shit's annoying, but whatever.
Wowzers! Wow.
Fucking Amazon.
I did build Molly a computer the other day.
Oh,
She's been she's been using this like HP laptop that's like 5 years old and it like barely runs and like she's running like her school stuff from it. And I'm like, Molly, you need a computer.
That's no good.
So she's
Damn.
She's
so
done
what kind did you build her?
Nothing crazy. Just like I got her a Radeon. What are they fucking called? The AMD
An
cards.
RX.
Not a.
Yeah.
Not a Radeon, AMD Ryzen. There it is. Ryzen 3.
Ryzen. Okay.
And
processor.
Yeah. Ryzen's integrated graphics are pretty good. So.
Yeah.
We didn't get a graphics card, at least not yet.
Dang, dude. So she's not going to be a gamer girl?
Well, she'll. Like, their integrated graphics still run games pretty well, but.
Okay.
No, like.
Well, yeah, so she can play Minecraft.
Crazy Crysis 3 or anything.
Yeah.
Nah, man, it still runs. It's like it runs at like 60 FPS, 1080p. I ain't even joking you.
Yeah.
It's good.
Okay.
And then like 16 gigabytes
how many,
of RAM. Dedicated WAM.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
I was just going to ask how many.
I knew it was coming. I jumped your bit, okay. Dude.
Yeah, you did. So wait, where did you like put it in your apartment or like yeah, your place?
The desk on the, by the window.
Oh, okay.
Like yeah. By the fish tank.
Okay. I think I know what you're talking about. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, she gets to talk to the fish while yeah, she does her
schoolwork. We had a fish die not too long ago, and I look over, there's a fish floating at the top of the tank. Guess what? It's missing its goddamn face.
What? Oh no.
The other fish ate it.
Oh god.
Goddamn savages.
Very cool.
What kind of creature, nice. Okay. Dude?
I mean,
ones with
fucking carnivores, that's who.
Yeah, ones with brains that are the size of like fucking breadcrumb. Yeah,
fucking grapes.
No, smaller.
Or like raisins.
The
even.
Fish itself is smaller like the size of a grape.
Oh, okay.
They're
so
like,
his brain would be
like so small. Like a literal breadcrumb.
Yeah.
Like
I don't even know how you'd measure that.
With a ruler.
No, it's so small. I don't think a ruler would work. All right.
A microscope.
Oh my god, what do we even god damn it.
What a bit.
Okay. Yeah, I built a
yeah,
a computer
the fuck
yesterday.
What are you doing?
On stream. Okay, so I have an old computer because I recently built a new one. But I want to do like dual streaming mm-hmm. or dual PC streaming to up the quality a little bit. So I was moving all the parts from my old computer into a new case so that I could rack mount it like my other one so that they could, you know, be the same. I built it on stream and that was an experience I'll never forget. but man, what a fucking pain in the ass it is to transfer a pre-built PC into a new case because usually motherboards come with like documentation of like where all of the wires are supposed to be plugged into and stuff, but the motherboard, you know, from this Lenovo didn't have any of that shit. So I had to kind of reverse engineer some of the stuff from the other case and figure out like what wires are supposed to go where.
It's usually basically the same on everyone.
See, that's what I thought too. But I was looking it up like on my phone, like trying to find references and stuff. Every single thing that I tried that people suggested never freaking worked. So what I ended up doing was just taking the wire from the other case, taking the fucking like plastic off of it, and then seeing how it was laid out.
Oh,
so I just guess and checked like the placement of them.
Oh my
it was
God.
Really a pain in the ass, but it works now, so that's all that matters.
So it was today a dual PC but boy? Yeah. You have it set up?
No, I don't have everything to do it yet. No. I still need a 4K capture card.
Oh.
I actually found a capture card that supports 4K and ultra wide inputs.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna get that one. And it's also like the cheapest 4K one that you can get, so that's nice. But I won't be able to get that until like March.
Oh, so why?
I just kinda have this sitting. Because in March I get an extra paycheck
oh,
from
gotcha.
My job. I get three paychecks instead of two.
Badass, dude.
So
that's badass.
I'll have a little bit
fuck.
Extra money. Oh hell yeah.
Oh hell yeah, baby.
So yeah. That was my life.
We both right. built PCs,
but we're like two peas in a pod again.
Pod, clean
wow.
boys
in a podcast.
Clean boys,
we brought it full circle. Oh, episode 10, baby.
Episode 10. Episode 10.
All right, but unfortunately,
you got to get to work.
Unfortunately. All good things must come to an end, Troy.
Yes.
And I think this is where we'll have to end it for today.
But, you know, I want to give a thank you to for 10 episodes.
Uh-huh.
That's...
Oh, yes. Thank you to us,
yeah, not,
honestly. We've worked so
thank
hard.
Thank you to the viewers, the listeners,
oh,
for
right, of course.
Listening.
Right.
And yep. Thank you to you, of course, because it's a fun time every week.
Yes. Yes, thank you, everybody, and Troy. Of course, it's been a lot of fun. Let's keep her going, dude.
Yeah, this was the kind of made on a whim, and it's been a good, jolly,
yes.
fun time.
Yeah, we kind of struggle to have it out every week, but
that's fine. We're busy boys.
I think it's worth
it. If it's late, people don't. Yeah. No, nobody cares.
Yeah.
Rate us 5 stars on iTunes, goddammit.
We'll start making the tweets.
Goddammit. Yeah.
We're going to get kicked off of iTunes and Spotify after this.
Yeah. You'll find us on YouTube.
All right. Yeah, maybe. Okay. Well, anyway, thank you everyone for listening in. This has been the Fever Dream Podcast, episode 10.
Double digits!
And we will catch you next time. Follow us on Twitter and Twitch and all that stuff.
Goodbye.
Mr. FS, I love you. T-Rex.
Send questions to the Twitter.
Yes. Rate us 5 stars on iTunes.
Rate us 5 stars on iTunes.
All right. All right, Troy, take me to your leader.
My name is Yort.
Oh, God. All right. All right, gotta go. Bye.